So on the very last line of Zayin Mabez, the Gemara says that Reish Lakish Amar im Reisa Talmud Shelimudo Kasha Lav Kibarzo. If a person sees that his learning is difficult, like a barzel, Bishvil Mishnasal Shenim Sudur Alav. The reason is because his Mishnah is not organized. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Shelimud Kasha Lav Kibarzel Shikasha Hulo Meirov Kushus. He has so many questions, and what he learned Bishvil Mishnasa because of his learning Shenim Sudur Alav wasn't organized. He learned in a very haphazard way. Vinozocher Maksidba. He doesn't remember what was written here, what was written there. Ulufikach and Yodei Lafarki. He doesn't know how to answer questions. The way he was taught was so confusing and convoluted. Oh, Inami. Alternately, Shegur Sabatas. He used to remember things mistakenly. He tells al chiyev or mechayv al pater umakshel meduchta. He had all these different questions, and whoever taught him, his rebbe taught him in a way that was so unorganized. He therefore was so confused and kasha kibarzel. So they say, why kibarzel? Why they compare this to barzel? So one of the farshim say, to lev lashon, the letters of barzel is lev zar. His heart is zar, is distant. He just is so confused as to understanding his learning because it's taught in such a confusing way. Shinamar, the pasuk says, v'hu lo panim kilkel. So he has not distorted what comes first, says the way that's touched here in the article here. I mean, he doesn't know what the order of things are in the Mishnah. It's so in an unorganized way. So my tekante, what's this guy supposed to do? He spent so many years learning, and he just doesn't know anything. It happens many times, unfortunately. A person's learning in yeshiva, and he comes out 7-8 years learning and doesn't know anything because he was taught in such a type of shir that's so much pilpul, and he just doesn't know any halacha, doesn't know any yedias, and just knows how to understand things confusingly. As opposed to someone who gives a very clear shir and mesudah clear shir, person walks out knowing things. So my tekante, what's this person supposed to do? Yarbev Yeshiva, he's supposed to sit down in Yeshiva for a long time. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the chayalim yigaber, the soldiers will be strong, the soldiers of war, of learning. V'yison hachshir chachma, and they'll be able to be much stronger. So by you getting engaged with the soldiers of learning, sitting in Yeshiva, a person will become wiser. Then the Gemara says further, Kol shekein im mishnaso sedur lo mikara. And certainly a person will become very wise if at the beginning he was taught mishnas in a very mesudr way. Certainly then he'll be very intelligent and wise. Ki hadar Reish Lakish have masada masnisin arba zimnan kineged arba yom shenis natara. Reish Lakish, when he learned, he would chazer 40 times. He learned in Misha, he learned it 40 times. You can't just learn it and go on to the next thing, because then you're going to forget the previous one, and then you're going to be so confused. What would the first one say? So he learned one Mishnah 40 times before moving on to the next one.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, 40 times?
One time.
That's what we get. That's what we do that, exactly. Right. So we learn everything, and we chazer 40 times over.
That's it.
So then the Gemara says, and then he, after learning it 40 times, then Reish Lakish would go learn in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was both his chavrus and his rebbe, and also actually his brother-in-law. He would learn after only learning it 40 times, would he go learn from Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Ava misader masnisin esn varba zimnan, he would learn it 24 times, kineged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, because of 20 svarim of Tanakh. So the Ben Yoyada asks, I understand why 40 times chazrim, we have such a source. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, learned 40 times over. He chadjered for 40 days. So 40 makes sense. But why 24? I don't understand why 24. Okay, it happens to be connected 24 Svarim of Tanakh. But what does that have to do with learning 24 times? So says B'in Yehoyada that there's Shishe Sidre Mishnah. And each Seder has to be learned in four Drachim, the Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. So you learn each one four times, it becomes 24. That's how you get to the number 24. That's what Ben Hayada explains. It happens to be 24 connected, the 24 Svarim of Tanakh, but the real idea is because you have to learn each Seder, the four different levels of Pardes.
Why four times?
No, because each level of Pardes. First learn each one Pshat, and then you have to learn it Remez, then you have to learn Drush, and then you have to learn Sod.
So that's four.
That's four.
And why each one Seder Mishnah?
Because each Seder Mishnah, and the six Seder Mishnah, so each one four times would be 24. And then only after learning that, then Rav Ada would va'ayil l'kamei d'Rava, then he'd go learn in front of Rava. So we see the importance of Chazar. You see throughout Shas, how Chazar is very much emphasized. The idea of remembering things is very emphasized. The Gemara and Horios gives some etzas, how to memorize things. Certain foods are good for the memory, certain foods are not good for the memory. The Gemara in Shabbos and Erevin tells us how you're supposed to have simonim, mnemonics, to help remember things. You can't just take a picture and remember everything unless you were gifted with photographic memory. If not, you have to try to think of ways. So if I was learning like son yesterday, we were learning Mishnayos, Machlokas, how far the wall could be off the ground for a sukkah. So one opinion says 3 tvachim, one opinion says 10 tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says 10 tvachim. So I said to him, Rabbi Yossi starts with the yud, 10, so to remember 10 tvachim, Rabbi Yossi, that's how you remember 10 tvachim. Little things like that to help remember things. That doesn't always work, but you certainly should try your best to think of simanim. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Im Ra'isa Talmud Shalimuta Kasha Lov Kibarzel. If you see a person whose learning is so hard for him, like Barzel, Bishil Rabbo Shein Maspil Upanim. It's because his Rebbe didn't show him, didn't look at him favorably. It didn't show him such cheerfulness. So as the Pasuk says, Shinemar Behulo Upanim Kilkel, he didn't show him a proper face, and therefore it caused destruction that this person's learning was not clear. So you see, when it comes to teaching and learning, it's not always about not only about the actual Torah; it's also about the midos that are there. So my tekanta, what's supposed to the person is completely broken. He never received any warmth from his rebbe. So yarba love rebbe. He's supposed to give him a lot of friends, and giving him friends will hopefully substitute for the lack of warmth he got from his rebbe. Shenemar v'chayalim yigbar v'yisun hechsher chachma. So give him a lot of soldiers, or again, a lot of friends, and that will increase his chachma. You need simcha to be able to learn better. Without simcha, the chachma can't really last.
His friends will convince the Rav to show him nice.
I'm talking about the Rebbe, you think? Oh, yeah?
I can make it up.
Well, I see Rashi says, you see Rashi, Yarbel of Reim, what you just said, Rashi says, L'sfayis heimanu, she asked for lopanim. Ah, okay, yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. Okay, very good. Thank you. So Yifayis the Rebbe that he should show Sefer Panim Yafos to the Talmud. Okay, that's probably a difficult task, trying to tell a Rebbe that he's not warm enough. Okay, then the Gemara says Kol Shkenim Huchshar Me'Esav Bifnei Rebbe Rabbo Mikara. And certainly, if from the beginning it's saying here it's putting the responsibility on the Talmud. I guess the Talmud wasn't doing the proper actions in front of the Rebbe, so therefore the Rebbe was being a bit cold to him. But if the person, this Talmud, had the proper actions in the beginning, and his Rebbe would have shown him the proper warmth, so then certainly such a person would be a very big Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Ami says, "My dechse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, 'Im yoshech hanachash bilolachash ve'en yison libal halashon'?" What does this pasuk mean? So literally the pasuk means here, it says, if the snake bites because it was not charmed, it wasn't... what's another word for charmed? It wasn't hypnotized or something. Then the master of speech has no advantage. That's what the pasuk literally means. So, what is this talking about? This pasuk in Reisa Dor, Sheshemaim Mishtakin Kenechoshes. If you see a generation that the sky becomes so thick from like a copper, Milahorid Talamata from drawing any rain down and any dew. So why is that the case? It's such a dry generation, I mean, in terms of the actual rain, there's no rain coming down. Bishvil loch shei lechishos shein bedor. It's because the generation lacks people who speak softly. And what does that speak softly mean? They do not daven. Rashi says loch shei lechishos. Bishvil shein mespalin tefil belachash. That they don't daven quietly. That's discussion brought down. I think we mentioned this in the past. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about davening out loud versus davening quietly. The Zohar writes that even though Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says one can daven out loud, you should always try to daven quietly as best as possible.
Totally quietly?
And hear the whisper of your words. The person next to you should not be able to hear what you're saying. At least Shemoneh Esrei.
Only
Shemoneh Esrei, right. During Shemoneh Esrei, right. Should still daven.
Not, I knew, but not the other two.
Right, not the other two, exactly.
On the contrary, I think Shemoneh you have to
right, say it loud. But the Shulchan Aruch Pasans then, they didn't have Machzorim. They didn't have Sidurim. So therefore, you didn't want to
confuse.
But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they knew it by heart. But sometimes you hear someone else saying a different pasuk, it throws you off. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone had a Machzor then. So you can say it loud because he could just follow along in his own Siddur. And it's disruptive, but you could still have a Siddur.
Right.
Still, the Zohar writes, best to always be quietly, based on some sod. So that's why it's lacking rain, because tefillah, we know tefillah is the way to bring rain. And this generation lacked the people who knew how to daven properly. So by tekanten, what are they supposed to do in such a generation? Yelchu etzel mishiyodeya lilchosh. Go to someone who knows how to daven properly and ask him to daven. Dichsiv yagidolav reyo. Tell your friend about it, and your friend who knows how to daven properly, he'll daven on behalf of the generation. Vein yisim lebal halashon. The second half of the pasuk said that there's no advantage to the person who... the master of speech. A person who's a master of speech has no advantage. So what does that mean, that part of the pasuk? Umish efshelo lilchosh, person who's able to speak softly in daven, ve'ena lochosh, and does not speak softly, mahana yeshlo, what benefit does he derive from remaining silent? So somehow that's learned out from this pasuk. So a person, you have no benefit of saying quietly, a person should daven. So, my takante, so sorry, vim lochosh lo neno, let's say a person davens, and he doesn't get answered. You're davening really, really hard, and there's no rain coming. My takante, what's the next thing you're supposed to do? Yelech etzel chassid shebador, go to a chassid particularly, and v'yarbe lo betwila, and have him daven on your behalf. Shenemar, v'yitzav lo b'mafkia, command him in mafkia, I guess referring to rain. What's the entire pasuk here? Rain, so and the daven. Ve'ain pigia ela tefila. Pigia means tefila. We saw this already before the other day. Shenemar v'ata al tispalel ba'ad ha'amazeh. V'al tisa ba'adam rina v'tefila. V'al tifka bi. So this passage we learned that tifka means tefila. So if a person, if you have no rain, first thing to do is daven on your own. And if you don't know how, go to someone who knows how to daven. And if a regular person is not able to do it, go to the big chassid, the big gadol hador, to have him daven for the generation. V'im lochash, v'also biado, if a person it davens and it rains, so the guy's gonna be very proud of himself. Magis daitolav, he's gonna be so proud of himself. I did it. I'm so such a balgaiva now. What happens then? Bad things happen. Maybe af liolam. It brings anger to the world. Shenemar mikana af al ola, al ola. So a person who acquires anger on account of rising up. So because a person rose up and he became a balgaiva, it's going to instill af, anger, into the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't be a balgaiva. Okay, Rava says, Shnei tamidei chachamim sheyoshin be'ir achas. Two tamidei chachamim who are sitting in one city. Ve'nochen zel zeh b'halacha. They're not really getting along. They're not agreeable in regards to halacha. Miskanin ba'af u'malin oso. What's going to happen is that they're going to provoke a certain amount of anger and bring upon themselves this anger from above. Shenemar mikna af al ola, provoked anger. A person who goes up and rise, a person who's so haughty and balgaiva, not willing to agree with someone else and come to a conclusion. I'm my own person. You're your own person, and it's all about gaiva. That is another example of bringing af as a result of gaiva.
Rabbi Akiva.
Ah, yeah, very exact. That's an example of that, right? Yeah. Do they say it? Do they point it out, or are you just pointing it?
Chiddush,
okay. Amar Yish Lakish. Yish Lakish says now, Ma'idach said, what does the pasuk mean we said above? Im yashach hanachash b'lo lachash, if a snake bites bites someone without being charmed, ve'in yisun l'bal halashon, and there's no benefit for that person who's a master of language. What does this mean? La'asid lavo, in the future, says Yish Lakish, miskapsos u'bals kol achayos etal nachash, all the wild animals are going to approach the nachash. Loss of love, how this happens. Vomun lo, they're going to say, the Ari's Doris Ochel, the lion, he attacks and eats his prey. Ze'ev Tarif Ochel, the wolf does the same, he attacks its prey and eats it. Ata, you, the snake, mahana yeshlecha. What hana do you have? You come, you bite a person, and then you leave. You don't eat your prey, you just bite, just to bite. So, Amar Lehem, snake responds back to the Tzchayos, ve'ein yisun lebal halashem. That's his response, and the master of speech has no advantage. The Lashon Hara, so too. No, it ain't different. The person who speaks Lashon Hara gets no Hana. So too, I'm the same way, he says. So I'm not sure that's supposed to defend himself, or he's just saying...
He's teaching the people.
Teaching people not to speak Lashon Hara?
Right. I mean, it's...
Atam shemvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et hanachash bedin im achayot hu kedi sheyitbayesh al sheesi bediburo et adam harishon lachto.
But this is Rashi says that the snakes and... In essence, the snake's going to be embarrassed, like the speakers of Lashon Hara, they're both going to be embarrassed that they did this speech and they got no hana out of it, no. Simply just to spite.
Right.
Okay. So Amar Rabbi Ami says, Ein tfilaso shel adam nishmas elam kein mesim nafsho bekapo. Person's tfil is not answered unless he places his soul or his heart in his hand, in his palm. Now that might be one of the ideas. I think we're in Shabbos also that a person davens from Esrei, it's brought down to like hold your hands like that, almost like an eved, but putting your nefesh into your hand. That might be part of the idea. Shenemar, Nasa Livavenu, El Kapaim, you lift your heart into your palms. So I'm not sure, what does that mean exactly, you put your heart in your palm? There's no Rashi here. Let's see if they explain a little bit more what this means. I guess the idea, just like we raise our hands when we daven, we should also raise our hearts. And it's an issue of feeling and emotion. We should have that idea of feeling and connected to Hashem when we daven. Pour our hearts out. Eini, is that really true? Says the Gemara. V'ha okim shmul amora alad v'darsh. We find this phrase oftentimes by other amorim as well. Shmuel would okim amora. He would have a translator speak for him. That they used to give drashas that Shmuel would, or the Rav would whisper in the ear of a person. They'd have microphones, and that individual would be the translator and amplify the speech to the audience. So, what would he say in one drasha? Shmuel once said, "Vayifatu b'fim uvilshonam yichadvulo ulibam lo nachan imo v'lo nemru b'riso." So, what does this pasuk mean? So, they convinced him with their mouths, and they lied to him with their tongues. And their heart was not constant with him, and they were not steadfast in his covenant. They were not honest with Hashem.
Okay?
Right. Despite the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu still had mercy on them. So you see for me, even though their lave, their heart and emotions was not with Hashem. Above we said, in order for you to daven, you have to have your lave with Hashem, and you have to lift your lave up. Here we're saying your lave wasn't lifted up. They were completely dishonest. Libam lo nachanim ol. And yet still, Kadosh Baruch Hu was merachim on them. Says the Gemara, Lokasha, Kan be yachid, kan be tzibur. When it comes to yachid, for yachid to be answered, he has to mamash give his heart up to Hashem. When it comes to tzibur, even though they don't, and ideally that the tzibur should give up the leva, if they don't, the zechus, the rabbim, is able to stand there and get the tefillah answered from Hashem. Okay, going back to Geshamim now. I know these words are so choppy, but different agathas. It almost sounds like it feels like a Yerushalmi. Remember Yerushalmi Shkalim? How choppy that is? So the Gemara says now, Amar, Rabbi Ami.
It's going quick. Like, you know,
it's true.
I like the
back
like
and forth.
Yeah. Like the chishuvim. I do not like.
They're both important. You have to, you know, everyone has their own netia, but you have to be able to learn the other side also. I'm also more towards the svara stuff. But
no, for me it's easy because I just started, so it's easy for me this then right. You know, to get into the heavy stuff.
Right. You can handle it. You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, Ein gshamim yordin ela b'shvil bale emuna, that the rain only comes because of those who believe. Those who believe in Hashem are the ones who bring the rain. Shenemar emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. That literally what the pasuk means, that the truth, the emes, will come from the ground, and tzedek, justice, will appear from the heaven. So because the emes is on the ground, the people who are the believers of Hashem will cause the rain to come from Shemaim. And further, another statement in the name of Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi Ami, ba'u re'eh, come and see. Kama gdolim bale amana, look how great the people who believe are. How do we know? Minayin michul le'obor, from the story of the weasel in the pit. We'll see in a second what that means. So let's look at Rashi, for exactly one long story. Rashi said, we'll read through the Rashi together. It's towards the bottom of the last few lines. Michul le'obor. Shemisu shnei bnei adam, that the weasel in the pit had killed two individuals. Matahu b'gada, this is found in a story. Ma'ase b'bachor echad shenasan emunas l'riva achas. Shishianu. So a bachor told a girl that he would marry her. So Amra mimeid, who's going to testify that you are willing to marry me? So vayah sham bor echad, there was a pit, and v'chulda, and there was also a weasel. What?
Pit obur van amaris, meaning
a pit.
A pit?
A pit, yeah. Yeah. So there's a weasel and there's a pit. So Amar HaBachar, the Bachar said, Bor v'cholda, Edim b'davar, you guys will be the Edim that I attested, that I'm willing to marry this girl. Liyamim, some days, Avar passed, Al Emunoso, Benos Achers, he completely forgot about this, and he married a different woman. V'cholid Shnei Banim, he had two children from that woman. Echad nafal bor v'meis, v'echad nashchasu acholda. One died, fell into a pit and died, one was bitten by a weasel and died. His wife said, "Ma hamaisa, what are we supposed to do? This is crazy. What's the explanation of what's going on here?" Says, "Such a strange death. Our children died." Vamulah, and he says he remembered Kach v'kach hayamaisa. He remembered what had happened, that he made this promise, and he had two edim, the Cholda and the Bor, and they, I didn't listen to my part of the agreement, therefore I was punished. So the Gemara, the story continues, and so the wife says, you should divorce me and go marry this other girl, and that's what happened. So back to the Gemara, knowing this story, so says Amar Rabbi Ami, Bo ure kama gdolim bali amana, minayin mecholda obor, how great are the believers? We learn this from the story of the cholda and the boar. Maha mamin becholda boar, kach mamin b'kadosh baruch hu, ach achas v'kama mekama. If we see from people who put their trust in a weasel and a boar, how much more so the people who put their trust in a kadosh baruch hu? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol matztik et asmo milmata, a person who's matzik himself, who makes himself so great, look at Rashi says, matzik atzma, this is the first wide line, shemachshir umekashit masav. He fixes his ways, he adorns himself, he makes himself very, very good in his actions. What's his what's going to be the result of that? Matzik in a love, midaktik in imo, afilu kuchot hasara, yosem mishilu mekalka masav, kedel mark avonosav. We judge him more carefully than if he wasn't so good. So it sounds like it's a bad thing initially. A person's so good in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu starts judging a person so carefully, that's not so fair. Kadosh Baruch Hu should judge him favorably since he's doing so much good. So that's based on the idea we know in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that person, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to cleanse a person so he has full zechuyos in Olam Haba. So any averus he has, he tries to clean in this world. So that's why we're medaktikin so much. A person so good in this world, he becomes a tzaddik, but tzaddik v'ralo, because he is not a tzaddik gamur, he's a tzaddik sheino gamur. So in order to cleanse him, to make him to a tzaddik gamur, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be matzdik and medaktik so much kechud hasara. Then the Gemara says, another statement here, I didn't bring the pasuk, Shinemar, emes meretz titzmach, a person who's so emistic from down below, then the result is tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. He gets the din of tzedek from above, a very precise judgment. Rabbi Chiya bar Abin Amar, Rav Huna, mehach, he brings another pasuk to support this idea, uchirascha evrasecha. According to your fear, you'll be passed over. So Rashi explains what's pshat in this pasuk. You see Rashi three wide lines down. He says, if yirascha evrasecha, al mishu yare osach, atamachzik evrasecha. Person who fears you, Hashem, you'll strengthen your, what does evrasecha mean here?
Evratecha?
Yeah. The what? Say it again?
The kas.
I'm going to strengthen my anger. So it's not fair, because I have so much yira. You're going to increase your kas. So that's the idea. Kidei, says Rashi, le'amarik avonosav, to cleanse your sin. And that's the idea here. Same idea.
I just showed it. Hakol ze letova.
That what?
Hakol ze letova.
Yep, hakol ze letova. Reish Lakish, Amar Mehacha, Reish Lakish brings yet a third pasuk, which proves this idea. Pagata es sas v'osa tzedek b'drachecha. Yizkirucha Hashem, atakatzavta v'nechtach behem olam v'nosha. So this is a pasuk that says, let's see this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has smitten, has hit those who rejoice and perform tzedek. But in the ways of Hashem, they will recall you, they remember you, because you're able to jump and cause their sins to remove all their sins and bring them to the Olam Haba. So this is the same idea, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses the sins of the tzaddikim. Amar Reish Lakish now. No, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, rather. Kol asameach b'yisurin, anybody who's happy with any of the pains that he receives, shibana lov, maybe Yeshua liolam, he brings a great Yeshua to this world, the shenemar, behem olam v'nosha. So, person v'nosha, v'nivashaya. So, through the simcha person has, from the yisurim he has, he's going to bring a tremendous Yeshua to this world.
Says,
Good. Also.
Understand everything is a kol ze letova, so he doesn't see the levush, which is the ra, which is what we feel, but the inside nimiyut is that.
So Yud Hei is understanding the inner. That's what Yud Hei represents.
Yud Hei is olam deut kasya. The ra, the maase comes from unrevealed world, but it's good. We see it. The vavke is olam deut kasya, revealed world, which is the ra lene basar v'dam, but the it is the tov, a kol ze letova, and he understands it. Therefore, Ashrei ha-gever asher teaseh lo kach.
Is that Netanya?
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Reish Lakish Maiduch, what does the pasuk mean when it says, V'atar es ha-shemayim, and the sky will stop? B'shash ha-shamayim netzarim milahorid, when the sky stops from raining, do mila'isha shemachbelas venu yoledes. It's similar to a woman who is in great labor pains, but is not giving birth. V'haynu de'amma Reish Lakish, that would Reish Lakish would used to say, mishin bar kapara, nemra atzir b'kshamim, v'nemra atzir b'isha. What's the connection? Nemra atzir b'isha, shenemra ki atzar, that's what by Avimelech, I think, right? When he closed up all the rechamim of the women. V'nemra atzir b'kshamim, d'chsiv v'atzar sashmayim. Nemra leida b'isha, v'nemra leida b'kshamim. We also have not only the atzir, we also have the concept of leida applies to shemayim, just like it applies to a woman. Nemra leida b'isha, d'chsiv v'atar v'telad ben. V'nemra leida b'kshamim, d'chsiv v'holidu v'atzmichu. Also says nemra p'kida, also says p'kida by a woman. Nemra p'kida b'isha, nemra p'kida b'kshamim. Nemra p'kida b'isha d'chsev Hashem pakad Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah and opened the gate, let her have children. Nemra p'kida b'gshamim d'chsev p'kada haretz v'tishaka rabas tashrena pelag elkim mali mayim. So this idea, there's a strong correlation between the Shemayim and a woman. Now, it's interesting because we had the Gemara earlier that spoke about at least rain was the Baal, the husband was really the Chasa and the rain, and the Karka was really the Karka, the Kala. Here we're saying Shemayim is the Isha. The Gemara had said that. Remember the Gemara had said, when are you supposed to say the bracha? When you see the likras chas and lakala, when they're so saturated.
The tip from the bottom meets the one on the top.
Exactly. So the ground is, right. So we saw that the rain was the baal, the chasan, and the ground was kark. We also saw the lashon of revia. Why revia? Rovea, lashon of tashmish, has a reference to a rovea, the rain being the baal and the karka being the kala. Here we're seeing the opposite, the shemayim, not the rain quite, but the shemayim is being viewed as the isha. I'm not sure how those work with each other, just pointing it out. Okay, so the Gemara now wants to know, but we just brought this pasuk, my peleg elokim, sorry, no, peleg elokim malimayim, my. No, sorry, my peleg elokim malimayim, what does that mean? Tana kimin kuba yesh berakia. There's some type of chamber that's up in the sky, shemimena gshamim yotim, that the rains come from, that's what it means, peleg elokim malimayim. There's this pool of Hashem that's filled with water. There's some type of chamber up there that holds all the water. That's what the pasuk refers to.
There's many stars that fill with water.
Stars filled with water?
Ices that melt and comes down to the atmosphere and makes rain. That's this Maim Tachtonim, Maim Elyonim. What is the Maim Elyonim? The Maim Elyonim is the star with Isis.
Wait one second. Where did you get this info?
It's a fact.
The what?
The science based on the Torah.
One second. That they have.
It says, Ve'ivdil ben Maim Elyonim Tachtonim, right? What is Maim Elyonim?
Actually, but scientifically, is that proven? That's known?
Of course. Yes?
What that there is?
The stars are made of ice.
Okay.
This is the Maim. They are melting and coming down to the atmosphere.
How could they come? There is no gravity.
You have billions of stars that hit the Earth.
Oh, you mean not stars?
I mean, whatever it's called. And they're melting, so obviously doesn't hit.
You mean meteorites?
Meteorites are those.
Yeah.
Because stars are fire.
Stars are fire. You cannot be.
No. Something big. Something huge, but not.
No, meteorites. What happens is that they have ice because they're in the
So that's where.
That's my millennium.
But that's not rain though for us.
Of course it's rain because it's melting and it's coming down to rain. It's rain.
It turns into rain.
Yeah.
I read it, it's probably vapor. It's part of the atmosphere, and then eventually somewhere it falls.
It doesn't just start raining without clouds.
No.
But there's some additional vapor.
Meaning that whatever. I mean, I think in Pneumis is that whatever was in the meteorite, when it goes into the atmosphere, it becomes part of the atmosphere. So sooner or later, that moisture is going to end up somewhere in the earth because. Uh-huh.
I see.
Did you hear about
the that's the way I see it.
Did you hear about the Rav Zemel Cohen? A genius. Mamash, absolutely. In Kabbalah, in Nigla, everything. So he had many books for the Chilonim to prove the Torah based on the science. Actually, the opposite, the science based on the Torah. But so every day may bring many facts about what's going on with the...
Big bang,
whatever, everything. Uh-huh. And even the science admit it, it's not like... So it's called Hamada Atoral, Hamada Alpi Atorah.
Oh, interesting. So you read this there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmani. My dichsin, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Im Leshevet, Im Leartso, Im Lechesed Yamtzieu? That's the whole pasuk, right? So this pasuk means, Im Leshevet Beharim. So he makes the rain, whether it's for a rod, or whether it's for land, or for kindliness, for chesed. Im Leshevet, if it's for rod, which is like a bad sign, like to hit something, then Beharim of a Gvos. These rains are going to go to the mountains and the valleys where no one is. Im lechesed, if it's for kindness, so then yamtziu la'arta b'salat sochram, and then he's going to make sure to find its way into the fields and vineyards where it's going to be needed. Im lesheva lilanos, another way to interpret it is if it's aggressive type of rain, so then it's going to be sent to the trees. But im la'arta l'zram, if it's supposed to be la'artso for the land, then it's going to go to the plants. Im leches yamtzeo boros shichin maros, that refers to the rain that goes to the cisterns and the trenches and the caves and stuff. So that's the different types of rains. So some rains are good for the trees, some good rain are good for the seeds, and some rains are good for collecting water to drink. That's what this pasuk refers to. Now, b'mei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani have a kafna mosna. During the days of Rabbi Shmuel, there was a great famine and a plague. So Amri, they said, hey, Chanavid, what are you supposed to do? How do we deal with these two problems? Nibai Rachmani Atarte, it's not possible, because it's a halacha, we can't daven for two things, the Gemara is going to prove later on. So, Elo, Nibai Rachmana, Amosna, let's daven for the plague. The Kafna Nismal, and we'll just deal with the famine, we'll have to do the best as we can. We'll have to eat a little bit. Amri, Lahu Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani says, no, you got it wrong. Nibai Rachmani Akafna, let's daven on the famine. Because when Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give food, he doesn't give food to people who are going to die. He gives food to people who are going to live. To people who are going to be alive. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer the davening of giving food, he's going to have to also make us healthy and get rid of the disease. Because if people still have the disease and they're going to die, he's not going to feed someone who's dying. That's not how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. He feeds those who are healthy. So that was the tricky way Rabbi Shmuel thought of, the very ingenious way, to daven for one and really get both tefillahs answered. How do we know that one cannot daven for two things at the same time? The pasuk tells us, "V'natzuma v'nevaksha me'elokeinu alzos." We fasted and we requested from Hashem bakasha on concerning zos, concerning this one thing. Mechlal dika achrisa. Zos implies that there was something else to daven for, but they were only able to daven on one thing. Now, b'marava amrich mishmed Rabbi Chagai mehaka. In the West, they learned a different source that you're allowed to daven for one thing and only. Rachamin l'mivoi min kedem al lob shemaya al raza dana. It's a pasuk in Daniel, I think, right? Daniel is all of Aramaic. Yeah.
So you cannot ask for two things in your tefillah?
I'm not sure how to translate that to us lemaisa. How that really means? We ask for many things.
It might be as tzibor.
Maybe a tzibor. It could be a tzibor. I mean, you're getting together for Tillim.
Maybe like when Tzibur gets together to do a special Tfilah, maybe it's only for one thing.
We know for Yachid, we have all these Bakashas every single day. We have 14 Bakashas we ask. 13 Bakashas we ask every single day.
What 13 Bakashas?
In Shemana Esrei, we have three Shvach.
Then you'll be in Shema Tfilah, you can insert your personal Bakashas.
Right, in Echanami. So I'm saying, but even before that, we still have bakashas we ask. We have 13 bakashas we ask every day. That's obviously well over one. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean? So Ricky's suggesting that maybe it refers to...
Yeah, it's Carl.
Tzibur, right. Yeah, it says Tzibur here. Okay, there's a discussion back here about how this works. Okay, so now, again, b'marava amri mishmed Rabbi Chagai mehocha. They brought the following pasuk, as we just said before, rachamin l'mivai. So we're asking from Hashem, min kadam, from Hashem from early, Allah shemaya araza dina. On this, concerning this secret, raza is a secret, dana, this secret. So mechlal dikachui, so there must have been another secret that was out there also, but they only davened for one of them, not two. So these are two different sources to teach this idea. B'mei Rabbi Zeira, during the times of Rabbi Zeira, Gazer Gzeira, there was the government passed a certain decree. The Gaza de Lola Mesa Betanisa, and they said no one's allowed to fast. All Jews have to eat every single day, no fasting is allowed. Samuel Hu Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said to the people, Nikable Ilavan, let's accept upon ourselves now a fast. And when the gzera is batel, then we'll actually going to fast. But do the Kabbalah now, and we'll fast sometime in the future. So so they asked him, how do you know that's effective? You could accept the fast now, and it says if you fasted, and you could do the actual fasting later on. So he says, Amrilu, the pasuk tells us, the Yom Eli al Tira Daniel, pasuk Daniel. And the Malach says to Daniel, do not be afraid, ki min hayom harishon asher nasatesh libcha, from the day one where you set your heart, lehavin ulishanos lifnei Elokecha, that you wanted to fast before Hashem, nishmu dvarecha, your bakashas were accepted. It doesn't say when you actually fasted, it said when you accepted the fast upon yourselves. So the Kabbalah itself is actually as if it's fasting. Yes, you have to do actual fasting at some point in the future, but the Kabbalah alone is strong enough to help bring to break a decree. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Afilu shanam kishnei Eliyahu, even if it's like the years of Eliyahu, which is the tremendous drought going on during the time of Eliyahu Navi, he actually went hiding out, went to the caves, and the ravens came to bring him food. So even if it's so bad like the days of Eliyahu, v'yarduk shamim ba'arvei shabbosos, if the rain comes on Erev Shabbos, ain't ela simin klala. It's only simin klala. What do you mean? We haven't rained in years, and suddenly it rains, and we're saying it's a simin klala? Because it rained on Friday? So, Haini the Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Kasha Yoma Demitra Ki Yoma Dedina. That's what's meant when the statement was said, a rainy day is as bad as a day court day, Yom HaDin. It's not a good thing. I think it means in particular when it falls out on Friday.
He's scared. They're making a lot of noise. The people, many people making noise. That's Hamula. Balagan.
Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Meimar." Meimar says, "Ilo Ditzarach Livriyasa." Had it not been that the world needs rain, Ba'ina Rachmanim Ba'lino Le, we would have davened to get rid of the rain. The idea being, is Rashi explained what the svar is here?
We just said it. It's because it's hard. Because people cannot do their tasks.
Uh-huh. Because it gets in the way. It's troublesome. It's muddy.
Especially on a Friday that people
right.
have to do all these
So at the end of the day, so we have to allow the rain, otherwise we couldn't function without it. But it's still, the Gemara here acknowledges it's not the best thing. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh B'Shabbos Tzedak Lanim. When it's sunny on Shabbos, that's a great tzedakah for aniyim, for them to enjoy it. Shenemar, v'zarcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah marpe. The sun will shine is going to be a great healing for the people. So why is this great for aniyim when it's sunny on Shabbos? What does it do with the aniyim?
Shemit adnim humitchamemim beora. It's comfortable for them.
Why dafka the aniyim, though? Because the whole week they're running around.
You can understand. The pasuk definitely doesn't mention aniyim, mentions tzadikim, that, you know, they will be merape from the shemesh. You learn the tosha from it to aniyim as well.
Okay. So I guess additional oneg Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Interesting. So during the, it's a cold, like Europe, let's say, where it's very cold, they didn't know clothes. So forget the summer, friend. Let's talk about the cold. Cold weather, cold Europe. So these, they have no clothes. They barely had anything to wear. So when they're running around all week looking for money and trying to do something, so they're sweating. They're creating their own heat. Shabbos, they can't do that, so they're sitting freezing cold. They're not moving around. They're shivering. So when Akash Baruch Hu makes it sunny and warm, that's a great chesed for them. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Gadol Yom HaGshamim, Sheafilu Pruta Shebakis Misbareches Bo. So great is the day of rain, which is, by the way, opposite of what we said before. Before we said it was Yom HaDin. Now we're saying, no, Yom HaGshamim is a great day. So there seems to be a steer. Most of the Gemaras we've seen up until now seems to indicate that Yom HaGshamim is a great day.
Right.
So, the Gemara says, great is the Yom of Gshamim, because even the pruta that's in your pocket is going to get blessed also. Well, rain doesn't help my coin grow anymore, but it's just a Yimei Ratzon. These days are Yimei Parnasa, so it helps your investments do better. Shenemar, Laseis Matar Chabita, when it gives rain in its time, Ulevarach has Kol Maaseh Yadecha, it's going to bless all your actions, all your business dealings. Vamri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says further, Ein Abracha Mutsuya, Ela Bedavar Hasamim Min Ha'ayin, rather. That bracha is only found in something that's hidden from the eye. Shenemar, Yitzav Hashem Itcha, Es Abracha Basamecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to command the blessing upon you in your hidden, storage places. So,
this is a lot of people, like a lot of people when they have something that's going on, they don't tell because...
Right.
Because if it gets corrected, you know, then it's better that nobody should know about it.
Uh-huh.
Based on this.
Uh-huh.
So
the Gemara says further, the same idea, I think, so, like we'll see in a second, that time the baby Rabbi Shmuel, ain't a bracha mitzuya, ela bedavar she'ain ha'ay in shalatis bo. It also, bracha is only found on something that is, I can't see, so there's no ayin hara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, yitzav Hashem itcha es a bracha basamecha. It has to be hidden from the eyesight. Tanur Banan, further, it says, hanichnas lamodes grano, person enters his field to measure the grain. I would say the same thing. A person wants to go count his, see how much money he has in his bank account before he checks online how much money he has. First, he could say the following: Omer, he ratzon mifanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach bracha masayadenu. He should send the bracha to all my actions. Hischil amud, he begins to measure. Then he says, Omer baruch hashalech bracha bechui hazeh. He says, thank Hashem for bringing all this bracha to my piles of grain. Madad, then he measures it. V'acharkach berachli, he says another bracha at the end. Hareizu tviyah shav. Okay, sorry, I missed that. So that's a good bracha. So you're supposed to say bracha before you measure. But if you say madad v'achar kach beirach, you measure, then you say bracha, zut v'yashav, because you can't say bracha after.
Exactly. So,
right. So first say bracha, and then check your bank account. Then of course bracha hopefully will make the bank account explode. The fish ain't a bracha mitzuya, lo b'davar ha-shakov, lo b'davar madur, lo b'davar manur. Because bracha is only found, it's not found on something that's already weighted and scaled and measured. It's only on something that's hidden from the eye, something that you don't know. So only then could you ask for the bracha. Okay, the question is, should we stop here? We have plenty of time, though. May as well go a little bit further. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a mnemonic, Kibbutz Gayasa Sadaka Parnas Simon. We find the Gemara does this a few places, that they tell you just in the next upcoming sugas that are going to be discussed, and they just list them to help you remember.
It's 5 to 7 today, no? Today is Thursday?
It is, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. My tomorrow is short enough?
Not necessarily. Yeah.